put something. And very sadly, a lot of people don't know where to turn for help. Because they don't know how it will be done. I want to tie in the whole concept of the deed in the wilderness and the people of God being led out of captivity by Moses and Aaron. Now, first we hear the word in the Gospel of John, and he talks about there, I am the bread of life. I am the way, the truth, the love, and the life. I am the shepherd. I am the door. All these I ams. Well, what do we have in Exodus? I love this. I like to equate this to the church today. You know, I have to tell you, in a former parish, I had a woman who was fourth generation in the church, and a star builder, and she was very proud of the fact that her grandfather was a horticulturalist, and she was complaining bitterly about the flowers, because the flowers at the chapel altar didn't match the flowers at the high. Chooses every it well. So they have meat that they were complaining about not having. What happened before that was they had their power addressed to people. They saw this cloud and they saw the brightness and glory of God being revealed to them. And here we listen to their head. And then they're fed with the manna, the bread of life from heaven, showing that God provides for every need. God provides. That's sometimes something that we don't stop to think about is to take time to give thanks for all of the gifts that God has so freely bestows upon us. I would like to read that the letter to the Ephesians. And you hear Paul saying, I therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beg you to lead a life worthy of the calling to which you have been called, to live to the calling that each one of us is called with humility, gentleness, patience, and bearing with one another in love, making every effort to maintain the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. Unity in Christ within the church. Even though we may at times grumble and complain, we are still called to work together as the body of Christ, working in unity and harmony to make the love of God known to the world which so desperately needs to know. One of the things that we think of too is where Paul in this reading about Christ descending from heaven, live and dwell among his people, to show the love of the Father. Also reminded of him descending elsewhere. It's not in the Nicene Creed, but it's in the Apostles' Creed. He descended into hell, or the other version is, descended to the dead. See, God's infinite love and goodness extends his grace and mercy to all people. And after Christ's crucifixion, he indeed descended to the dead to offer the gift of salvation to those who have not yet heard his truth. The gift of salvation for God's creation. We think of that whole scene with the multitude of God's people in their journey. Massage. They ate and were well filled, for he gave them what they craved. What is it that we as human beings truly crave? There's a lot of things that people say that they want. They want, I want this, I want that. All kinds of worldly things. The worldly things give us that peace that we need. What kind of things do we crave? I believe it's very simple. We crave and desire to be loved, embraced, and accepted as the people that we have been created to be. We are called to be those persons that God created and to live the way God calls us to seeing if Jesus came to all after feeding 5,000. Then they went to see Jesus. They went looking for him. Jesus' words to them were, you're not really seeking the physical food that you received, but you are seeking the true bread upon which we feed, which is knowing that our Lord and Savior feeds us in every way that we need. We think of the glory of Almighty God. Our Lord, who loves us so much that he has given his life to set us free. Every time we come to receive the Blessed Sacrament, may we constantly be reminded that we are given a foretaste of the heavenly banquet that Christ has prepared for us in God's kingdom. And may we focus on the sacrament and the love of God, because he is always with us. And may we never forget him, who is the true bread sent down from heaven. believe